Good afternoon, everyone. Let me call the Mesa's City Council study session of Tuesday, February 19th to order. I need to excuse Councilmember Rowles, who's out of town, and Councilmember Whalen. Have you been hooked up for the study session?
I'm on the phone.
Okay, well, if we get him hooked up, we'll bring him online for the study session. I know he is going to be calling in for the council meeting. Let's go ahead and first item in the study session is to review the items for this evening's meeting. You want to grab that in your packet. We'll go through to page at a time. Just the introductions on page one. Anything on page two? Vice Mayor.
I just want to report back that the police department did get back to me on the AM/PM. If you recall, there were quite a few calls for service. Mm-hmm. That actually reflects a lot of cooperation on the part of the owners of that place in terms of contacting the police when there are problems. So I don't want to penalize them in any way. It was a positive thing, and so I'd like to keep that on consent for approval.
Okay. All right, that's page two. Page three.
4C.
The 4C, again, tentative improvements have not been issued, or have they?
Yes, they have. As of 3:39 this afternoon, the applicant has picked up their building permits.
All right, so
we can go ahead
on consent?
And consent.
Put it on consent. What was your cutoff? 3:39?
3:40.
3:40? All right. Well, that worked. Okay, that's page three.
Mayor.
Councilmember Whalen.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to comment thanking city staff for really working overtime to get Sambella's in. It was a great partnership, and they're very grateful to the city.
Is that with Sam's?
Yes, 4C okay. Sambella's.
All right. And I think I've read a little bit about the taser purchase in the paper. Those are, I think they have proved to be a useful non-lethal force, so good. That's page three, then page four. Mike, I have you down for a conflict on 6B and 6E with prehab, is that correct?
A new leaf, that's correct.
Okay, all right. That would be page four, page five. Yes.
Mayor, with regard to item 7C, it's a rezoning Z0803. It's just come to my attention that our forms still say they have not signed the Prop 207 waiver. And I'm trying to check real quick between now and when we have the meeting upstairs about whether that has indeed been signed or not. So I have a little bit more information maybe by then. But if it has not, if I can't confirm that it's been signed, we may want to continue that to the following meeting. So we can see, get that information for sure.
Okay, we had some prior discussion on the 207 waivers, and did we establish that as we would require that as a policy for being signed, or it would be called to our attention? Or refresh my memory on that.
Mayor and Council, the decision was that it would be called to your attention, and you would consider that in the case, and then you can base your decision on it, or a number of other factors. It would be one factor the Council would consider.
Okay, why don't we pull it for now, and then we'll have a discussion about what action to take. There may be somebody here speaking on that zoning case tonight that can explain that to us. So instead of continuing it, I think we ought to probably, that's 7C, pull it. 7C. Vice Mayor.
I have a question on that. Suppose there is a representative here tonight. Do we have a waiver that they could sign tonight?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, I don't have one with me, and it could be that they have signed it and gotten it in the file, and I just was not informed that it's now in the file.
Do you have somebody looking right now?
I'm going to try. I just found out just a few minutes ago, so I'll try to find out between now and upstairs.
Okay. All right. For now, we'll pull it from consent. All right. That's page five. Page six. And I believe on 9B, we also have a request to
pull
this item. All right. So let's pull 9B if there's no objection on that.
Just delete it or continue it?
Delete 9B?
Delete.
Delete.
Let's delete. This is a subdivision plat, so it doesn't take a resubmittal process. They just send it through and it gets our approval at a later date. Okay. All right. Back to the study session. Acknowledging receipt of minutes of various boards and committees.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed. Passes. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. I had the opportunity to go out to the Williams Gateway Airport Authority Board meeting this morning for Councilmember Summers, and had Representative Harry Mitchell was there today. Harry's been very instrumental with working with the Gateway Authority to get some of the aviation monies that are necessary to improve from a military air base to a civilian air base. So he was there to see that we were spending the money wisely, and was very impressed with the construction that's taking place out there now. There's a lot of steel going up and cranes and everything else, so there's a lot of activity. And I think that we're, you know, with being a prior mayor of the city of Tempe, Congressman Mitchell kind of understands the needs of a community, and I thought he's a very impressive representative, and I was glad that he took the time to come on out and meet the whole Airport Authority board members and talk a little bit about some of his goals and aspirations for the area as far as job creation and being a reliever for Sky Harbor. So he was very articulate in that. So that was this morning, and then there was the the other meeting was downtown, which is the MAG executive, where we were talking about the building that is trying to be constructed to consolidate the different regional organizations with MAG, the rail, and also the bus operations, so that instead of having three different personnel departments and three different payrolls and three different everything, they can consolidate, and they can also share information with planners in one building. And I think that has been a long, drawn-out process, pulling it back, going through a Title 34 procurement, because it's a government organization, and trying to do a building within the budget that we can afford, and making sure that it has a true payback for the taxpayers' monies that will be expended. Hopefully that'll finally come about in my term of office, although it may be one I'll have to turn over to somebody else. I've been working on it almost 2 years, so nothing seems to go quite as fast as I would like it to, but I thought that was a positive meeting today. Vice Mayor?
Thank you, Mayor. On Friday, I was at the Arizona League of Cities and Towns Executive Committee. I serve on that, and as you can imagine, there was a lot of discussion about the issues surrounding the state budget, which it seems to be a deepening problem, and the concerns that we have regarding how that could impact state shared revenues. And there's unanimity among the cities that, you know, we really are going to have to work hard to work with our legislators, because we're also facing the same kind of revenue issues that they're facing, and so we're trying not to get that double and triple hit. So a lot of concern, a lot of action, teams working on it. And last night I was at the Mesa Community College reception for their International Film Festival. A gentleman who is the premier director in Poland flew for 24 hours to get here, and they had a reception last night, and I got to greet him, and my Polish is non-existent, but fortunately his English is magnificent. So all this week there will be a International Film Festival with his films, and MCC hosts that.
Which way did he fly that it took 24 hours to get here?
I don't know, but they did mention that he's going home through Cuba. So I thought, I don't know.
Okay. Another information item, the ICE did respond back, and I think there's a letter in your mailboxes on that, and they gave us a couple of other numbers to follow up, so we will follow up and try to get the action that we're looking for in the jails. So, Scott.
Claudia, I think we were cross-covering each other here, because I went and opened the Fresh and Easy at your store, or in your district. I did not speak very long, because there were a whole lot of people there with shopping carts ready to run me over. So I said, welcome.
Wise decision.
And, yeah, and got the heck out of the way. And then the Vice Mayor and I have also been tag-teaming, welcoming Cessna employees from across the country. Cessna is setting up at Gateway, and they're trying to lure their mechanics and some of their engineers over. So we've been going over there, doing our little routine, trying to convince them that this is a great place. I don't know about you, but I think I pretty much wasted my time, because before talking to them, actually giving my spiel, I had the opportunity to talk to most of them. They said, oh, yeah, I've been planning this for years. I'm coming to Arizona. I said, well, what am I doing here? But it was good to talk to them, so we'll be having some happy voters very soon.
Excellent. All right, anyone else? Mr. Whalen, do you have any reports for us?
I'm in Tucson, Mayor, on another line siting case, a two-day case for Tucson Electric, another indication that growth is moving through the state.
Okay, keep that power coming through Arizona. All right, item number four is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, tomorrow morning we will be having a joint meeting with the Dobson HOA Board of Directors. That's at 7:30 a.m. at the Landmark Restaurant. And then our next study session is February 21st at 7:30. That will follow by a Transportation Infrastructure Committee meeting. And we've canceled the study session for February 28th. So then after that, the next council meeting will be Monday, March 3rd. And that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the study session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned.